Para mi familia, siempre estoy en mi mejor momento. Por eso también quiero lo mejor en mi cocina. Y eso significa solamente huevos de Eggland Best. Siempre tienen un sabor tan fresco y delicioso, con 6 veces más vitamina D, 10 veces más vitamina E y 25% menos grasas saturadas que los huevos comunes. Entonces, ¿por qué darle menos a tu familia cuando pueden tener lo mejor? Eggland Best. Mejor sabor, mejor nutrición, mejores huevos.
Hello, word nerds. Welcome to the dictionary. It's the podcast and the show with me, Spencer, hosting, reading the book, and that's what I do. And it's hopefully very fun for you. I am recording this on April 19th at 7:07 a.m. in the morning times. So, the first word. Have to say, there may be a guest. There may have been a guest on the previous episode. I'm working on that. I think that might happen. I don't know what we talked about. Maybe even there's a second guest. Who knows? Who knows? So we are tagging on to existential and existentialism, a great big topic that I think we all deal with on some level, whether or not we're conscious of, whether we're conscious of it or not. So I haven't recorded that one, but now we have existentialist, existentialist, first form, noun from 1942, and this is an adherent of existentialism. And I don't want to talk more about that because I don't even know what we said yesterday in the previous episode, so I'm gonna make a sound effect and go on to the next word. Brrrra. The second form of existentialist is an adjective from 1946, 4 years later, of or relating to existentialism or existentialists. Existentialistic is an adjective, but the existentialist is already an adjective, so why are we adding more syllables to the end? Existentialistic. Existentialistically is an adverb. Great word. Existentialist. Oh, okay. It's good stuff. Yeah, I don't even know what else to say about it, because I'm sure I got all my thoughts out in the previous episode. Existentialism. Just about thinking about stuff. Where does the etymology come in? Oh, I see. Existent. Or existent? Exist? Yeah, I think that's... But there's not even that much etymology there. Oh, well. Brrr. The next word is existential quantifier. Two words, noun from 1936. This is a quantifier that asserts that there exists at least one value of a variable. And it's called also existential operator. So we do have an example. This is a math problem with some words. So the words for some would be the existential quantifier in the phrase slash mathematical formula. For some x, 2x plus 5 equals 8. Okay. So for some x, and then comma, Then there's the mathematical formula, 2x plus 5 equals 8. Can we figure out what that is real quick? We minus 5 is a 3, 2x equals 3, and so that would be 1.5? Is that right? 2, no, is it 2/3? Wait a minute. 2, it's 3 divided, yeah, it's 1.5, I think. Right, because if you multiply 2 times 1.5, you get 3. Perfect. So I don't think that's the point. But what is it? The quantifier, for some, it asserts that there exists at least one value for a variable. The variable in this context is x, I think. And so it's saying, when you say for some x, 2x plus 5 equals 8, that means that there is at least one value that x can have that will make that mathematical formula be true. And the answer is 1.5. maybe also negative 1.5, right? I think that would work too. Okay, it's existential because it's talking about it, that it exists. The thing exists, the number for the variable exists. Perfect. The next word is the first form of the word exit. Just get out of here. This is, doesn't say what it is, but it is from 1538, and it is used as a stage direction to specify who goes off stage. Recently, we saw exeunt, which I think is like everybody goes, just all the people get out of here. But this, it probably says exit Spencer. That means Spencer needs to exit the stage, and he will go. I was hoping I would have gone all fully out of frame, but I didn't. My shoulder was still in there. Okay, that's it. Now, this is a Latin word, exit, which means he goes out. From exire, the verb exire, which means to go out, which is from ex plus ire, which means to go. And there is more at the word issue. So yeah, literally, I guess it's ire plus x is exire, and then what would that be? The third person singular form of that verb is exit, ends in a t, and so it's just like that person. I don't think we need the gender. It doesn't mean he goes out. Wouldn't it be like he or she or they singular go out? Isn't that what it is? Anyway, exit. That's it. So it's so interesting that, is it so interesting? I don't know. I just thought that might be the case. That that's the word that we use, which we should probably talk about in one of these other forms. This is this is the exit. This is the place that you go. But maybe they should have used a different form of the word, of the verb. Why are we using that third person singular? I think that's what it is. Why would there be a better form? Exeunt? Why aren't we using that one? Maybe it should be you go. Would it be exis? I don't remember how to conjugate these verbs. Maybe it's, hey, if you want to leave, you go through this door. Whatever form that is. We took exit for some reason. Let's talk about those. The second form of exit is a noun from 1588. Number one is a departure from a stage. That's an exit. They exited. Two, to A, the act of going out or away, as in made an early exit. They did an Irish goodbye. They left. They didn't tell anybody. They didn't do a Jewish goodbye, which is where you say goodbye to all the people and you have full conversations with every single one of them as you leave, and you leave an hour later than you started to leave. The act of going, I'm doing an act of leaving. I am exiting. But this is a noun, so it is the act. 2B, the synonym, is death. It's your final exit. For the sake of argument, I don't know if this is true. None of us do. Your soul, your spirit is exiting your body. Your body is like done. Your body can't go on. It will not go on. It has to shut down. And so the spirit is like, I'm out of here. Screw that body. I'm going to go find me another body. Number three, a way out of an enclosed space, place or space. Place or space is space or place. So this is literally like the door that you go out of from a place that is the exit. Maybe it's a tunnel. Maybe it's a tube. Maybe. Number four, one of the designated points of departure from an expressway. Exitless is an adjective. So you may or may not know this, that at least here in America, the numbers of the exits exit 42, exit 27, exit 2. Those are literally mile markers. They don't go sequentially. I mean, they're in a sequence, but they don't go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. They are at mile markers, give or take, pretty close. And so you know that you are at mile 42 of that highway that started at some point, maybe at the edge of the state or something like that. I do remember hearing a story of somebody who was with somebody in the car, and they were like, no, those aren't mile markers. Those are in order. And then they were like, really? I'll prove it to you. They were on the highway, and quickly they were proven wrong. Yeah. Yep. Exits. I don't know. I don't got nothing to say about. I love driving. What can we say about exits? Don't drive too fast on them. Don't drive too slow on them. Drive a good speed. Some of them are big old loops. Some of them just go that way. I don't know. I got nothing else. Okay. The third form of exit is a verb from 1607 starting with intransitive. 1. To go out or away. And the synonym is depart. 2. The synonym is die. So the exit noun is death. This is my final exit. And then the verb is die. I am dying. I am exiting. That's it. I am exiting this mortal coil. That's a phrase. Transitive, 1, the synonym is the 3A definition for the word leave. I'm going to take my leave. I'm going to leave this place and exit and go find a better place. This place is dead anyway. 2, to cause to cease running. And the thing that will cease running is a computer program or routine. Is this a computer program or a computer routine? Or is it a computer program or your morning bathroom routine? To cause a computer program to cease running. So, you know, when I'm done with my programs, I have to exit them because I'm done with them. I have to exit the program, leave the program, cease that program from running. Please don't run anymore. Please don't take up any more processing power or speed. And let's make the computer happy. I don't need you anymore, program. Go away until I need you to come back. That's it. That's it for exit. The next word is exit pole. 2 words. Noun from 1980. A poll taken of voters leaving the voting place that is usually used for predicting the winners. Exit polling is a noun. And the group, the people who might be taking this poll, are maybe news media. So, you know, the local news station might send a person, a journalist, a broadcaster, whoever, to go to a polling place. Maybe they're going to send a bunch to a bunch of different polling places. And as people are leaving, they're going to be like, hey, I know this is a violation of your privacy, but who did you vote for? And then they're going to say, well, I voted for the candidate that I thought was the best one. And I know that's not an answer for you, but that's what I would like to tell you. Or sometimes they may literally say the person that they voted for, and then they will take all of that information and then they'll, you know, maybe average it out and combine it with all the other ones. And then they'll say our exit polls predict that this one person is going to win the whole thing by this amount of margin, but we might be wrong by a few points. So, you know, how do you have to do this a lot. You have to take a lot of information from a lot of different polling places to get a good average. You can't just go to one. If you're trying to get the information for the whole state, you got to get a scientifically accurate group of data from all different types of places. Because you don't want to have it leaning too far one way. If you go to like a heavily liberal area, you know, like Chicago, you're going to get a whole lot of people leaning to the liberal, but there's a whole lot of conservative in the state as well. So, you know, it's hard to know. Exit poll. Yeah, I don't think I've ever had anybody ask me this as I was leaving. This makes me very sad. Why do they not want to talk to me? I will tell you who I voted for. Let's see. This is airing on late May. And in just a handful of months, closer to 5 months, we are going to have a major, major, major presidential election here in the States. And there will be lots and lots of exit polls being taken at that time. So get ready. It's coming. The next word is ex libris or ex libris. Ex is the first word, and libris or libris is the next word, L-I-B-R-I-S. Noun from 1880, the synonym is bookplate. Bookplate. I think I want to look up a picture of a bookplate. There is some etymology that we will talk about. Not n-bookpate. You missed. Let's see, bookplate. Now, the etymology says this is New Latin. If you didn't know, we've seen a lot of these. There was one that we just had a couple of episodes ago. It was X something. Oh no, now the paper has gotten all sorts of messed up. Come on, why don't you behave for me? Oh boy, I think we're just going to have to let that go, maybe. So it is New Latin. Apologies for all the stupid sounds. It means from the books. That's what it means. And it is used before the owner's name on bookplates. Before the owner's name. Let's see. It was commonly styled in the early 20th century. It is a printed or decorative label pasted into a book, often on the front end paper, to indicate ownership. Simple typographical bookplates are termed book labels. So is this literally, like, yeah, when you open it up, it's like, this book belongs to, and here's a space, and you can put in your name. Maybe you have to engrave it if it was an old, old bookplate. Ex libris. From the books. This book is from the book. From the books. How did it become that? I mean, that's what it means, but then how did it become bookplate? From, if the, it, oh, it, the Is the owner of the book? I don't know. There are some very fancy pictures on this Wikipedia page. I'll put that in the show notes for ex libris book plates. Very, very fancy ones. I don't know. Maybe there's some more etymology in here. Okay, cool. Good to know, I guess. I will never use it. Next is Exmoor. Exmoor or Exmoor. Capital E-X-M-O-O-R, noun from 1808. Number one, any of a breed of horned sheep of Devonshire in England, valued especially for mutton. And I believe that is the meat. So I'm very sorry to you Exmoor sheep. I hope that we gradually get away from this whole meat-eating thing. Exmoor sheep. They're horned, they got the horns, and they're from Devonshire. I hope that is pretty close to the right way to pronounce that. Number two, any of a breed of hardy ponies native to the Exmoor district that have a brown bay or dun coat and a pale colored muzzle. And there is a picture of this pony. It's a hardy pony. And I don't know, just looks like a pony. It's pretty dark according to this picture. Brown, bay, or dun. That's the color of their coat. Maybe I should post pictures of this Exmoor sheep and Exmoor pony on the social media. This is just from Exmoor, England. That's where they're from. They live there. They have raised many generations there. And they like it there. Okay, that's it for that one. Next is ex nihilo. Ex nihilo or ex nihilo or ex nihilo. X is the first word. Second word is N-I-H-I-L-O. Nihilo. I don't know. Adverb or adjective from 1656. From or out of nothing. And there's an example. Creation ex nihilo. Creation ex nihilo. That means it was created from nothing. I don't think that's possible. Must have come from something, science says. Instead of Simon says, it should be science says. Science says create from nothing. No, it doesn't. Okay. Yeah, I don't know how this gets used, ex nihilo. What contexts, what other contexts might this be used? From or out of nothing? I think this is a very old thing because they used to think that things came from nothing. But they don't. That's it. Next is the exo prefix. It's also just the ex prefix. Number one, outside. Exit outside. As in the example, exogamy, which I believe will be in the next episode, probably somewhere. There it is. Exogamy. What else do we got? We got, it also means outer, as in exoskeleton. Oh, I wish I had an exoskeleton. I wish I had an exoskeleton. I'd be able to do some cool stuff. It says compared to the ect prefix, E-C-T, and also the end prefix, E-N-D. Please, go, compare. Compare and contrast. Number two, it means turning out. As in the example, exowergic, which will also be in the next episode, and I bet you that has something to do about work. Work out, turn out the work, flip it inside out, turn your flip your thing down, flip it and reverse it. Maybe? I don't know. This is from the Greek exo, which means out or outside, from ex, which means out of, and there's more at the prefix ex, of course. Next is exobiology. Exobiology. This is the biology on the outside of things. Noun from 1960. A branch of biology concerned with the search for life outside the Earth and with the effects of extraterrestrial environments on living organisms. Ooh, that sounds cool. Now, there is no actual data or... let me rephrase that. There is no actual... No things that they can look at. You know, they have information about what's the environment like on a planet out there. They're probably looking at planets that are outside of our solar system. So based on that information, they might be able to figure out, oh, well, if this had living things, what might those living things be like? They are not on the planet Earth. They are outside of planet Earth, way out there, a few miles away. Yeah, they're searching for it. They want to talk about it, figure out what they might be, what they could be like, and that's pretty interesting. Exobiological is an adjective, and exobiologist is a noun. If you are an exobiologist, feel free to email me, call the Google Voice number, leave a message, and just tell me a little bit about what you do and what that work is like, and because I think it's pretty interesting. But again, there are no creatures or living things that we are aware of to study. Now, I do believe that they think that there are some like single-celled or super, super simple things that used to live on Mars. I don't know how much data there is about that, but that's probably one of the things that they look at, because that's outside of Earth, but pretty close. Okay, fascinating stuff. Exocarp is a noun from circa 1845. This is the outermost layer of the pericarp of a fruit. And it says to see the endocarp illustration. And I remember talking about that. It was like there's like a cherry, and there's the skin, and there's the meaty stuff, and then there's the pit, and maybe there's even another layer, I don't remember. But the exocarp, I think, would be literally like the skin of the cherry, orange, apple. Hey, I got an apple. Are you going to call the skin of this the exocarp? I'm going to eat you, exocarp. That's the first thing I'm going to eat, is the exocarp. It's gonna exit out of my butt later. The next word is exocrine or exocrine or exocrine. All of those are wonderful, perfect examples of how to say that word. Adjective from circa 1911. Producing, being, or relating to a secretion that is released outside its source, as in exocrine pancreatic cells. So they are released outside of the source. Okay, so I don't really know my pancreas very well. We haven't met, we haven't hung out, we haven't gone on any dates, so we don't know each other very well. But I think what this maybe is saying is that it creates some cells on the inside, but then releases them on the outside. I mean, where else would it release them? Exocrine, hormones probably are part of this as well. Producing, being, or relating to a secretion, it secretes it, that is released outside its source, outside of where it came from. But again, where else would it go? Are there ones that release things into its source? That seems odd. Possible, but odd. Okay. This is from the exo plus the Greek word krinine, which means to separate. To separate. So krinine is separate. Exo is separate outside of the thing, I guess. There's more at the word certain. Next is exocrine gland. Two words. Noun from circa 1927. A gland, as a salivary gland or part of the pancreas, that releases a secretion external to or at the surface of an organ by means of a canal or duct. What are these? The cells, the hormones, the secretions, whatever it is, they are exiting through this tube, this duct, canal. They are exiting through there, and so they can then be released on the outside of where it came from. Salivary gland. Yep, my salivary glands. I don't know where they're. Somewhere all over here in the mouth area and stuff. In the jaw, and they create stuff, and then they release it out into my mouth, and then I start drooling. When I see food, hear food, smell food, taste food, I drool. The last word is exocyclic or exocyclic. Exocyclic. Exocyclic, adjective from 1913, situated outside of a ring in a chemical structure. So sometimes, I guess, those molecules, they connect and they create a ring, but then sometimes there's a part that's outside of the ring. It's the fans who are watching the wrestling. They're outside of the ring. They are exocyclic. That's it, outside of the cycle, the circle, the ring. Okay, those were all the words. And now I'm going to pick a word of the episode. Today we had existentialist, existentialist, existential quantifier, exit, 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 exit poll, ex libris, ex mur, ex nihilo, exo, exobiology, exocarp, exocrine, exocrine gland, and exocyclic. I'm going to pick exobiology. There's got to be life outside of the Earth. There's got to be. If you're studying it, you're studying exobiology. Hey, it rhymed. Perfect. Just end a phrase with E sound and you can probably find a rhyme. There's a lot of things that end in E. Okay, perfect. Exobiology, word of the episode. Go learn about that. And I don't have any more movies to tell you about that I watched, which is very sad. I just want to talk about the movies. But we were chugging through Northern Exposure. We just started the fourth season, and it's a very interesting show. It's very heady sometimes. Okay, that's the end of the episode. Thank you very much for checking out my show. This has been Spencer Dispensing Information, and now I shall exit.